Today is Wednesday, November 20th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Thomas Perry and Larry Engel were both present at last night's Richland County Board meeting to express their desire to represent District 6, which was an open seat following the resignation of Ken Rennish. Following ballot voting, Larry Engel was seated as the County Board Supervisor for District 6. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch reported on the status of the state grant funding following the closure of the campus. While Governor Evers took out some red tape language from the application, which the legislature had intended to make the process simpler, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is in charge of the disbursement, has added its own requirements, which is making the process more tedious. It was also reported last night that the Richland County Ambulance Association has voted to disband due to unfortunate circumstances, with plans to reestablish a new association. Upon dissolution of the Ambulance Association, the body, in accordance with their bylaws, is donating all its remaining funds, $30,867, to Richland County EMS. Requirements of the donation is that it is to be used for equipment, including personal protective gear for the EMTs, but excluding vehicles. The Board of Supervisors approved the acceptance of the donation. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also approved at last night's meeting a change order to the contract with Edge Consulting Engineers Incorporated of Prairie du Sac in the amount of $26,200 for necessary changes for a new tower site in the radio tower project. This brings the total to $353,850. A resolution approving countywide training and development with the Lou Everett Group. It was noted that training and development of board members and staff is critical to operations and overall employee growth and satisfaction. Richland County is in a period of transformation and needs to define its mission, vision, and goals, and the Lou Everett Group has provided a year-long curriculum providing quarterly training and engagement to promote the We Are One philosophy with board members, department heads, and staff. The funds of this training will be provided out of ARPA monies not to exceed $26,650. The purchase of new computers, laptops, and monitors for Health and Human Services staff was approved. Health and Human Services aims to purchase new computers on a rotating basis. Prior to the end of 2024, 12 laptop computers, 2 desktop computers, 10 monitors, and accessories will need to be purchased. A quota of $22,000 was obtained. The cost will be covered by ARPA funds, medication-assisted treatment grant funds, and Aging and Disability Resource Center's carryover funds. Also awarded to approved was to award opioid settlement fund grants to the Richland County Treatment Court in the amount of $5,000 for prevention efforts, treatment and recovery efforts, and to connect people to resources and expanding resources. Codification of the Richland County Rules of the Board, a new code of ordinances for Richland County, the adoption of the Richland County Procurement Policy and Fee Schedule, and to accept a Richland County Campus Foundation grant in the amount of $3,000 to host a half-time AmeriCorps employee. The position will focus on educational outreach programs. Training and support will be provided by Wisconsin 4-H. Appointments to the Comprehensive Community Services Coordination Committee were approved by the board. They include Lori Cui, Kia Holtzman, William Miles, and Megan Johnson. Roundy Supermarkets will pay more than $1 million to the state of Wisconsin for alleged package violations. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says during a 4-day period in January, inspectors looked at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores in several Wisconsin communities. During the survey, more than 1,200 products inspected were found to have a listed net weight that was unreasonably inaccurate, meaning consumers received less than what they paid for. DATCAP says products were found to be overpriced an average of $1.44 per item, with the largest error overpriced by $7.04. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced preliminary results for the 2024 bear season. This fall, bear hunters harvested 4,285 bears during the 5-week season, a rebound from the below-average harvest of 2,922 bears taken during last fall's bear season. The 2024 bear season ran from September 4th to October 8th. A total of 11,500 one bear hunting licenses were awarded to hunters through the license lottery system. Although the number of licenses was reduced slightly this year, hunter success rates were generally higher than expected, leading to meeting or exceeding harvest targets in most management zones. Statewide hunter success was about 37%, up from the five-year average of 31%. Hunter success rates in individual zones varied from a high of 71% in Zone A to less than 10% in Zones E and F. Harvest targets are set to manage the bear population in Wisconsin and are readjusted each year to increase, decrease, or stabilize population trends. This means that even when harvest targets are exceeded in a given year, there is a little long-term biological risk to bear populations. Population and harvest data are evaluated annually and can be adjusted to meet long-term population management objectives. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. A tradition on that day includes sitting down and enjoying a delicious meal with family and friends. Many are currently preparing for Thanksgiving, including the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian. The church will be hosting their annual Meal for Everyone to Enjoy. Cindy Bremer is an elder of United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian and an organizer of the event.
Our upcoming Thanksgiving dinner, we're going to start at 11 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. It's a community Thanksgiving dinner, so the whole community is involved in it, and they can volunteer to help, or they can volunteer to bring food for the Thanksgiving dinner, pies, whatever. So it's been going on for quite a few years, our Thanksgiving dinner. 1993 was the first Thanksgiving dinner, and then we didn't have anything during COVID, and now we're just starting it up again.
Donations of food are welcome. If you are unable to prepare anything at home, you can still donate food and drop it off at the church.
We have people volunteering bags of potatoes. Bring them in. We have two guys that love to peel potatoes, so they'll peel potatoes for us. We'll cook them there. If somebody cannot cook their turkey, they need to bring it into the church early so we can get it and get it cooked before that. People bring in pies that day, or you can bring them in early. I will be at the church on Wednesday afternoon, evening, and Thursday morning I'll be there early. So anytime anybody wants to drop stuff off, I'll be there.
Cindy Bremer says that reservations to take part in the meal are needed soon.
We would like reservations in by this Friday, the 22nd, simply because we need to know how many people are going to be there so we don't run out of food. And my phone number is 608-604-5005. And you can call me anytime. If I don't answer, please leave a message. You don't even have to leave your name if you don't want to. Your first name is fine, and how many people you're bringing with. If you want to volunteer some food, just let me know. Call me, and we'll meet at the church where you can drop it off.
Everyone is welcome to attend the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day at 11 o'clock. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. Reservations can be made and carryouts can also be ordered by calling Cindy Bremer at 608-604-5005 by this Friday.